Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Warm greetings from the 60th edition of the show Indire, this time brought to you again by Radio Student in Ljubljana. My name is Jan Kupac and I will be your host for the next hour, bringing you up to date with the music from some of the most notable artists that have left their mark on the Slovenian music scene in the past few months. We'll have two spotlights for this edition, first one being Zevin, a young artist who is trying to fill a void in the broader Balkan region with her trendy and unique approach to trap and hyperpop, and secondly, the iconic post-punk or bunker pop trio from Ljubljana named Balance. Both of these artists will tell us more about themselves and their projects in extensive interviews. We will treat you to some of the new music released from the eclectic and light-hearted alternative rockers Eating Sports, followed by a new single by the R&B singer-songwriter and producer Chimi. We'll also play a tune by the young but very much acclaimed producer Slow Motion Livestream, finishing off with a composition from Istok Koren's latest album Emptiness. The first spotlight of today's show is the young and talented artist Zevin. After working with a Serbian label Made in Balkan for 2 years, she has currently reclaimed her creative control and went independent together with her producer Divided 21. She's working on her unique sound, which includes exploration of many contemporary genres such as hyperpop, trap and house. However, she doesn't really acknowledge genre boundaries but strives to create a scene in the broader Balkan region that she always felt was missing. She's an honest and vulnerable storyteller with an unmatched creative vision, creating her own Yugo-futuristic utopias, about which she will tell us more in the interview, followed by one of her songs called Euphoria.
Hi, thank you for taking your time for this interview.
Hi.
First off, I would like to ask you, how did you end up getting into music? What was your sort of origin story?
Well, I always wanted to do music, but as I grow in a Balkan family, I always listen to, you know, Balkan songs. So, and all the time I was really like missing something, because every song is talking about, I don't know, drugs, woman, romance and so on, and the style is always reggaeton or trap. So it's funny because trap is so popular in Balkan that they call it now pop trap. And yeah, because I didn't find anything, like any music or any artist that I like on Balkan, I was just like, okay, cool, let me do it. And then I met producer Divided 21, and he was also creating music before we met. So then I took a long speech about what's the point of Zevin and creating new style on Balkan, and that's how it started, actually.
Amazing. And how is your what's your creative process like? So how do you sort of start? Do you start with a beat, or you write the lyrics first, or how do you sort of go about creation?
Well, it depends. Like, it's always different, but sometimes I have an idea about a story and a beat. I share that idea with my producer, and then we make a song. By the time that I write lyrics, I already have an idea for a music video. Or maybe producer have a beat, and then I'm trying to understand, like, the music, asking myself, what does that melody mean to me? What emotions do I feel while I listen, like, to this melody? And if I don't feel anything, like, it's not for me. And I guess that's the kind of creative process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed, like, your videos are very sort of iconic as well. And I think there's a big sort of element of storytelling. So it's like sort of like these short films that you're actually making with the videos. But I wanted to ask, like, for instance, with the latest Crna Kada, how did that sort of idea, how did you get that idea of like this dystopian future or yeah.
That, well, Tanakada is actually the first single from EP that I'm going to release this summer, this year. And like the whole EP, it's going to be a short movie, you know, like an EP is like 5 songs, and every song, every music video, it's a little story, and at the end it's like a big story, you know. So about Tanakada, was the point of music video is that like we people actually should appreciate more artists, and we're trying to show that through music video, like what could happen in the future if we had like every technology possible. Is it possible that like robots would took artists and they could control them and they could steal their art to sell it, and we like create some kind of digital futuristic world that we don't know, maybe that thing is going to happen or not. But however, I think that sometimes it feels like the world now in these days doesn't appreciate artists, so it's like it doesn't matter if it's now or if it's in the future, you know. But yeah, it's a little story of everything that's going to be in the end of EP, or as I call it, album, because it takes us so long to make, you know, music videos and music and everything, because especially just me and producer are creating everything from costumes, CGI, directing, and so on. So yeah, it's a long process.
Yeah, of course, but I guess it's great you have so much creative control, then you can really express, you know, there's no there's no in between or no restrictions.
Yeah, that's very nice. I really love that, because and it's, I really love because I want to do everything and like DIY vibe, and if I'm telling the story, I want also to direct it, to show people how I see this story, I guess. So
yeah, for sure. And you've been thinking a lot about artificial intelligence, or this is just sort of, because I think now with the whole ChatGPT and everything, people creating art through with artificial intelligence, I think it's sort of like inverse, well, but still, as an artist, I guess it opens a broad space of sort of to reflect on the role of artists in society. So I wanted to ask if you have any sort of philosophy on how you sort of ground yourself, or what your vision of an artist in contemporary society is.
Well, I just can't say that, because it's so wild, and especially when I work on Balkan, like what people think artist is, it's bizarre for me, because in here artists are more just some show that they're trying to, you know, sell to people just for fun, if you know what I mean. But if you're asking me what to me mean an artist, it's, I don't know, I just love artists that are really, you can see them in lyrics, in beats, in like story, in music videos, in dances, like just, I love the artists that can express themselves through a lot of things, you know, because I don't think the artist is someone who comes to studio and maybe just, I don't know, producer makes a song and the melody and the lyrics, and he or she just comes in and just like sing it. That's the singer, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah. So, but about AI that you asked me, that's a very scary theme, actually. Like, I, like when I made the music video Trahana with AI, first of all, I don't like AI so much. Like, producer, Divided 21, he really loves it, and he's really, for him, like, we work like that, that I'm an idea person and he is really very technical person, you know?
Yeah.
And as we made like a music video for Trahana, first it was just like, okay, one shot, zoom out. And then he was just like, no, what if we made with AI? And I was just like, okay, cool. Wow. And then we were just like, okay, cool. Let's make that scene like the Trajana is talking about, like problem in family, mm-hmm. like in some of cultures. But with AI, we made that we can make one scene in a lot of different scenes in a lot of different cultures. So we can show that, like, this problem in family, it actually happens everywhere in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good thing, because we get a lot big message than just one shot zoom out, you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
And people are very, like, yeah, so people is very amazing, AI and everything. And I got a lot of cool comments and everything. But for me, it's just like, why? Because I don't appreciate AI so much, because, you know, it's computer. It's not person. It's not an artist, you know.
Yeah,
and sometimes
it
feels like it's stealing art from the internet and it's putting something in it. And it's just scary. And also that I think that's very big pressure on people because of the AI and everything that AI can do. That mm-hmm. will make people, I guess, work more.
Yeah,
because AI can, I don't know, write emails, so they can now they have time to work even more or something like that. So yeah,
it's scary. Yeah, it's like outsourcing creativity, but in the end, you know, you want creativity to be is the emancipating sort of experience of being a human. So, but okay. Also, I wanted to ask you, like, since you were talking about this trouble in the family as a topic. Like, maybe what other sort of experiences or maybe what's inspiring in the moment now for you to create?
Well, what is inspiring me? It's like actually a lot of time, people, and problems. Like, I always try to solve a problem through song. Or, you know, I don't know, I'm writing a lyric like I would write a story, and I'm always asking myself through what emotions I'm going right now and how can I accept this. For example, if an emotion is fear or overthinking, mm-hmm. I will write a song about it, and then how weird does that make me feel, and how can I don't know, accept it and stop overthinking or stop being afraid and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's my kind of therapy. I also think that my biggest inspiration, it's me, because I think that only we are the ones who will make a change in our own life,
mm-hmm.
and we have to work hard for it. So that's why we should like appreciate and love ourselves more. But sometimes it's funny because I think that you forgot to do that.
Yeah. But that's really poetic. That's nice. It's a nice thought. maybe, I mean, we need to wrap it up soon, but I wanted to ask just maybe two more questions. So regarding the EP, do you know the date already when it's coming out and what the title will be?
Well, the title is this year, so like 2023, that's the mm-hmm. title, because like the story is of whole EP. It shows how a teenager like me, I'm not anymore a teenager but something like that,
mm-hmm.
looks at today's world and have a touch with future. And that's like, because of that, that's a name of this year, you know. But however, like the EP is coming out on like every month one song, if you know what I mean. Like
this
month came out Sanakada,
mm-hmm.
next month another single, and next month third single, and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, that's how it's going to be. I'm not just going to put out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the whole EP is going to, I mean, whole singles from EP is going to be released, then I'm going to release also short movie.
Guzi snow stola shati egestat. Ma guzi šorto, slepa ti je cesta, svi mi se da. Toliko smo napredni u glavi za to peli. Na Insta kaže da lu, facu za crveni. Nikad se ne kajem, hoćeš da ti stano lažem. Ja oči ne mažem, da li teško je to kažem. U facu reče sve, sve, stano ne kontam te. Ne, ne pravi brat budalu od mene. Samo želje mi vat mi je nevronima. Samo ne laži, daži te euforija. Sa vama pijem, sad je sad je pola tri novi. Svijepaće svetle u domi, kad si svađen u dromi, slepi svetlo u domi. Iza moje reči čudim pogledi, duše mi pobedi, reci mi čime si ti hraniš ego. Istina ti gubi tempo, učin ga njegove, učin ga njegove, tau, tau, ga njegove, gdje nadeđa druma, pa stvarno neko. Samo želim imat mjerne vronima.
Eating Sports is a five-piece band from Vrteba, a place that has gained a lot of street credit in the past years, partially due to the high number of creative musicians graduating from the school of the acclaimed drummer and improviser Zlatko Kaučić. Eating Sports are exactly that, chaotic students of music who cross borders between genres but remain playful and retain the humor in music. Apart from the nosedive jams and tight grooves, their shows are known for the delicacies that the band always brings, stemming from canapés to straight-up sandwiches or pastries. This year, they will release their debut album on our radio's own Zarš record label. But before they do that, here's the first single from this album called Giorni Sportivi.
Oh,
Chimio Benga is a singer-songwriter and producer that brought a fresh sound to the scene in Ljubljana in early 2020. His first EP called Human OS was released by a small niche label called Entetapes. It consisted of five dreamy and quite poppy songs with a lot of soul and a very hip music production. He stole many hearts of the local listeners with the romantic verses on Potichom. Now we're bringing you his latest single called Pirje, or Feathers, which came out this April.
Včeraj srečal sem angela gospod. Vedel sem, da ni odtod. Svetlih las in dolgih nog. Našla me prelitega, s krvjo je vse povsod. Včeraj srečal sem angela, moj Bog. Včeraj čutil sem angelovo, topla koža, hladna noč, črla in bel proč, tisoč besnih vragov, ne bi spreglo naju prav. Včeraj čutil sem angelovo moč. Bog ve, kako me izbrala je. Iz tiste sipe nožice. Vem, da bi moral se čisto vse. In tako kot drug nišče, ona pomirila je, češ, nisi prvi, ki trpi, zdalec zadnji ne. Včeraj oprala je grehe iz mene. Utonji noči svetli mi bo. Vse do neba šlo, a sem le človek, duša vlita v meso. Poslovil sem se od angela težko, a izbire ni bilo, kdo ve, kam jo nese Bog stran od mojega naročja, ki skupljenim da pomoč. Danes mahal sem angelu. Danes mahal sem angelu. Danes mahal sem
Slow Motion Livestream is the moniker of the musician and producer Mateusz Kovacic. He's been consistently releasing his EPs for the local hip-hop-oriented label called Beton Records. After his debut LP titled Strange Repeats, which feature a deep dive into his craft of producing beats, covering genres such as acid, house, breakbeat and ambiento. At the end of April this year, he served us his second album, A Statue in Front of the Devil, which continues his exploration of ambient and warm electronic music through the contrast of intense deviation and calm and fluidity. We're listening to the song called Arabian Clinic. Thank you. Continuing to the second spotlight of today's show, we'll be focusing on Balance. It's one of the most iconic bands currently active in the Ljubljana alternative scene. Consisting of Andrej Prvanje, Kristin Čona and Jan Kmet, they have been pushing the boundaries both in terms of their music as well as their performances. Known for their audiovisual image, they're creating another fascinating version of a quirky Yugo-futuristic aesthetic. You'll hear more about that from Andrej and Kristin themselves in an interview that we prepared, after which you'll be able to hear a single called TC Ogun, or You Are the Fire in English, from their upcoming album Nima Smisla, or Whatever, which is coming out this month at Kappa Records. Hi guys, thank you for your time.
Hey.
Hey, ciao.
Hey, the first thing I wanted to start at the beginning, so the band was formed 10 years ago. This year is a celebration, basically, an anniversary, which you will also commemorate with the new album. We'll talk about that a little more later, but I wanted to start with the Bunker Pop of 2017. Not necessarily as a record, but more as this sort of melos or iconography that it set off. If you could tell me a little bit about how that came about and how it evolved throughout the...
Yeah, Bunker Pop was a breaking record for us, a breaking album. It was actually a compilation of songs that we did prior to the release of that album. And it was actually released also on a DIY label in Slovenia called Shop Records. And it was just a great collaboration, and it sprung us off. It also gave us some wings to, let's say, to see this band actually becoming something more than just than being underground and stuff. As you said, it kind of captured that kind of mellows that we have. We just were on, me and Kristina were basically just on bass and guitar and vocals, and we had some computer drums, and we really tried to put this kind of this music of ours into a sort of with some visual image also, with Alessandro Di Giampietro, this Italian contemporary artist who helped us also in many ways to push us forward with this music that we did, this poetry and this
by giving us actually this visual image of the band, because before I think we were always kind of looking at how to visually present the album to the audience, but I think with Alessandro it became maybe a little bit clearer and more distinct in this way of how... which maybe also, you know, the colors, the masks, the chaos, cacophony, all this.
Also how imagery. We perform on stage, in what kind of spaces, with visuals. It gave us just the presence that we actually were looking for this whole time, and it set off also for the records that we did afterwards.
Because we started collaborating with Alessandro 3 years after, establishing the band. So, or maybe from the, let's say, first rehearsal that we had. So in 2016, we started collaborating with Alessandro. So it was, three years after the start of the band.
And this sort of, especially like the costumes, it's the sort of almost a staple thing at concerts to notice. This sort of, it has an aura of this iconic sort of, which to me it feels really propels, makes a lot of difference in terms of performance as well. What's the outlook on how the scene has developed during this time around, clubs and other venues?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you ask me, I'm not such a detailed observer of the like politics and this regarding music scenes. I mean, I can only comment on what the band like felt.
Mm-hmm.
We had like this really strong connection that we never had before with the scene in Belgrade,
mm-hmm.
with the musicians there. We also did a residency with seven people, five musicians and two accompanying members of a record label in Serbia, in Krava, in Belgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And we did this resident, and it was a really phenomenal experience. Like, and we really saw that we have a lot of things similar, and that we like bonded in this sense that we haven't with anyone before. And we stay in touch. We write to each other, and there are similar we made during our existence. We made a lot of similar friends in the Balkans, but also abroad. We had like we were surprised, let's say, in Leipzig and in Halle, like the scene there, how we could also fill this space that I was talking about. And last year at Radio Korax festival, we were really astonished, like,
yeah.
how good we were there, accepted,
yeah, and that obviously also the people there, even though they didn't understand Slovene, you know, because I'm, you know, my lyrics are mm-hmm. in Slovenian, so they didn't understand the lyrics. But like you said, like this music, obviously there is something that maybe gives certain emotions that also the public there desires, or you know, makes them feel good. Because yeah, I mean, we were invited to this festival by, I think it was Joshi, right,
mm-hmm.
from
yeah.
Radio Korax last summer. It was so cold, by the way. Like, we only brought, like, T-shirts and, like, things for, you know, summer wear.
Yeah.
And then we come there, it's 14 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I had, like, I actually bought one of their merchandise, this cardigan,
mm-hmm.
still very good. Thank you. They gave me a discount.
She wears it all the time.
All the time. So yeah, it was great. But yeah, like you said, how to stay maybe present for so long in an area. Yeah, like going out for sure and collaborating with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like he mentioned, the Belgrade scene. And also, of course, I think if you live in the moment, you acquire some emotions from the environment. You acquire the feelings, the mindsets, the ideologies, which you can then, you know, portray and use in music. So it's only natural that if you are really living in the environment and feeling it,
mm-hmm.
you are you know, you are projecting it, and that's what people want, that's what people need. They want something to feel when they are listening to music,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not just the background noise, it's something that, at least that's how I usually listen to music, you know, regardless of, you know, I don't know, background music that you have on when you're translating or studying or whatever you're doing. But when you are engaged, when you go to concerts, right, it means you're engaged into the music. It means you want something out of it. You want to feel something. You want the music to make you think, and so
yeah.
on, right?
Mm. We have to end the interview soon, but perhaps as a final sort of the final subject, the up and coming album.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of anecdotes that you would like to share about the like specific in the recording, or perhaps something that you're really excited about?
Yeah, maybe we can talk about the title, because we were kind of trying to translate it into English, because in Slovenian it has a double meaning.
In Slovenian it's Nima smisla. Yeah, yeah. That's the Slovenian title.
Which could literally translate to makes no sense.
Yeah.
And it's still nice for me, because it says, like, if you read even the band name, balance makes no sense, or balance makes no sense. But then we were talking with Kristina, because she's a translator,
yeah,
with a degree, that I think the official name would be whatever.
Whatever, you know, because yeah, that's how you use Nima smisla
in
Slovene. When you're like talking with somebody and, you know, like, you know, somebody doesn't understand what you're saying, and you're like, Nima smisla, you know, like, whatever, like, you know, it doesn't matter. So it's like, makes no sense. Okay, yeah, of course, literal translation, but in a way of how you use the words and this phrase is more in this whatever, you know, just forget it. Or because I think this is kind of like a reflection of today's society. Nobody wants to take time to actually immerse themselves into a topic, so they're just like, you know, Google it, whatever, you know, or whatever. You see, I'm actually using it, so it's like we've always used this kind of titles that are, you know, let's say this slangy urban or
everyday phrases.
So it was only logical to continue with this, also because it needs to make sense, even though it doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah, we can leave this for another time.
Yeah, but yeah, we are releasing now in May, so it's a lot of these last details and last promotional aspects that are happening, and we're excited, but of course it comes with
a price
of stress,
because we're making vinyls again, and we hope that the attention that we gave it to the details again will come through and be worth it.
Well, thank you again so much for your time,
for all the words.
Yeah. Thanks to all the listeners of Indire, and especially you in Halle at Radio Korax.
Yes. Hopefully see you again.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
we're concluding today's show with Istok Kurin, who's a Slovenian musical polymath best known for his work with the avant folk outfits Širom, Šokamo Banda and Hexen Brutal. His latest album is called Emptiness, which was released by the label Tortu Editions. The album was mixed by Dan Lapanja. However, Istok composed, improvised and recorded all of the tracks himself. On the album, he explores melancholy, intimacy and the feeling of emptiness, as the title suggests. We'll listen to the track 4 from the album. This edition of the show Indire was brought to you by Radio Student. That's it for now, but keep an eye on the following Indire shows hosted by the other radio stations in the upcoming weeks. The 60th edition of Indire was hosted by Jan Kopač. Stay sane until next time.
Indire, independent radio exchange network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Balance, the iconic trio from Ljubljana cooked up a new batch of high-octane post-punk tracks for their upcoming album Nima Smisla, in English Whatever. With this week's featured song Amidst People, originally titled Umnožici ljudi, brought to you by Radio Student from Ljubljana, Slovenia, we take a plunge into their unique world where poetry meets beats with Yugo-futurist flavor.
independent radio exchange network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.